Harper Wave and Harper Audio present Lone Stars Rising, the 50 people who turn Texas into the fastest growing, most exciting, and sometimes most exasperating state in the country. By the editors of Texas Monthly. Read by Roxanne Hernandez. A note before we begin. You can download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/Lone Stars Rising. You'll find the most popular books, films, music, sports from each decade in the book. Foreword by Dan Goodgame. Texas Monthly was founded 50 years ago with a simple mission: to publish the best storytelling about the Lone Star State, about its events, its places, and especially its people. That remains our mission today, even as we've expanded onto the web and into videos, podcasts, live events, newsletters, Hollywood productions, and books like the one you're listening to. Our focus on interesting Texans reflects the nature of the state that we cover. It has always been defined by big personalities, from Sam Houston and Quanah Parker to Lyndon Johnson and Ann Richards, from Mary Kay Ash and Herb Kelleher to Selena and Beyonce. We're home to many of America's boldest entrepreneurs and inventors, chefs and architects, film directors and musicians. So when my colleagues and I decided to publish a book to celebrate our golden anniversary, we thought it made sense to highlight 50 or so of the fascinating personalities we've been blessed to write about over the past half century. During that period, Texas has experienced a profound transformation. Its population has risen from 12 million to 30 million, including millions of newcomers from all over the globe. Contrary to popular stereotype, most live not in rural areas, but in vibrant cities and increasingly diverse suburbs. The state's economy ranks 9th in the world, just behind that of Brazil and ahead of South Korea. Its political and cultural influence has expanded apace in every sphere from hardball politics to hip-hop. And at every turn, Texas Monthly writers have chronicled the state's growth and its growing pains. TM published its first issue in February 1973, shortly after former President Lyndon Johnson died. Houston's Barbara Jordan took her seat as the first black woman elected to Congress from a southern state, and the Supreme Court overthrew state bans on abortion in a Texas case called Roe v. Wade. That first issue included reviews of books, films, restaurants, theater, and weekend getaways. But most of its pages, like those of the 600-plus issues that would follow, were devoted to engaging stories about Texans. The effervescent president of Dr. Pepper, the colorful sportscaster and former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Don Meredith, and the feuding families who ran the high-end department store chains Neiman Marcus and Sacowitz. That first issue is where we began our research for this book. We started by making lists of who we might feature, which was fun and easy. We included famous figures such as Matthew McConaughey and Solange Knowles, amusing ones such as Woody Harrelson and Dennis Rodman, ones nurtured here who found fame elsewhere, such as Walter Cronkite and Melinda Gates, ones who made their names elsewhere and then got here as soon as they could, such as Elon Musk and Joe Rogan. Our potential profile subjects soon numbered in the hundreds. That's where the going got tough. We had to find a way to cull the herd. We decided to focus on the men and women who had shaped the state in some lasting manner over the past half century, rather than those who were simply well known or whose significant accomplishments occurred elsewhere. Jeff Bezos may have grown up in Houston and spent his summers on his grand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?